The Holy Gospel for tonight comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." I invite you to stand as you're able for the conclusion of our gospel reading. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Oh,
seated. Sisters and brothers, grace and peace be yours from God our Creator, from Jesus our Savior, and from the Holy Spirit who comes to us again this night. Amen. In those days, a blizzard blew down from the sky demanding that all upper Midwesterners stay inside for Christmas. It was certainly not the first blizzard recorded while Mike Rounds was governor of South Dakota. All hunkered down in their own abodes to be warmed. I had come from the town of Minneapolis in Minnesota to South Dakota, to the capital city called Pierre, to the home of Jenny, my fellow descendant from the house and family of Mark and Nancy. While we were there, the time came for us to call my beloved grandmother Hazel, who had stayed back in her own home in Sioux Falls, for fear there would be no safe place for her to walk in the impending blizzard. So while my father was wrapped in bands of zubas, call Grandma we did, singing to her of good news of great joy for all people. And suddenly there was a multitude of song praising God and singing Christmas carols by request of Grandma Hazel. When we had finished the phone call, we said to one another, "Let us go now to the Capitol building to see Christmas trees from all across the region." So we went, not with haste, because there was a 5-foot snowdrift blocking the front door. Eventually, we found the trees decorated and standing in the hallways of the Capitol. And when we saw them, my sister and I made known what had been taught to us over the years, singing Silent Night in the Capitol Rotunda. And all who heard it were amazed because they were our parents. And they were the only people there. I treasure this memory and I often ponder it in my heart. To us was born that night in the city of Pierre a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. And then in other days, another blizzard blew down from the sky, making more challenges for upper Midwestern Christmas travelers. It was probably not the first blizzard recorded while Dennis Dugard was governor of South Dakota. By then, I was married to John, and together we came from the town of St. Paul in Minnesota to South Dakota, to the city of Sioux Falls. To that town, we had driven with Jenny, my fellow descendant of the house and family of Mark and Nancy. Through treacherous conditions, we had driven to Sioux Falls because we know that while we were here, the time would come for our beloved grandmother to die. We took turns by her side that Christmas, playing gin rummy just as she would have wanted, anointing her with oil, and on December 28th, laying her to rest, for then there was an eternal place for her with the heavenly hosts. To us was born in those days in the city of Sioux Falls a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. To us, amidst our grief and our celebrating, Jesus was born. Many of us have heard Luke's Christmas story so many times we could recite it, even if we don't really have any idea what the words mean. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered, and so on. Beyond the nitty-gritty definitions of terms and characters, who Emperor Augustus was, what the decree was about, and so on, beyond those definitions and details, with his scene setting, our gospel writer Luke tells us that Jesus was born into a particular place and a particular time. We read about the political landscape of the day before zooming in on the unexpected cast of characters for the Messiah's entrance into the world. Mary and Joseph lived in this particular historical moment. Earlier in chapter 1 of Luke's gospel, we had learned that Herod is ruler of Judea, and now we know Caesar Augustus was the ruling authority, the Roman emperor. Mary and Joseph were venturing toward Bethlehem for a particular reason. It was a census, a government registration process mandated by Augustus, a process by which the people could be taxed by the Roman government. It was into this moment that the Messiah showed up as a baby, a long-awaited king whose throne was a dirty manger, and whose castle was a stable. And tonight it is into the particular context of your life, of our lives, that the Messiah shows up. Jesus shows up in your joy and in your longing, in your celebration and your loneliness. Jesus shows up in your home, whether you're surrounded by family or by memories. Jesus shows up in your light and in your darkness. And so tonight, maybe the story goes more like this. In these days, these 2018 days, the good news goes out to all the world that unto us a child is born. God has come close, God in the flesh, into this moment. This is the second Christmas while Donald Trump is president of the United States, the eighth Christmas while Dennis Dugard is governor of South Dakota. You have come to South Dakota, to the city of Sioux Falls, and while you are here, the time has come for you to hear this good news, that to you is born this night in the city of Sioux Falls a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. To you who celebrate, you who mourn, you who face loneliness or addiction or joblessness, to you who will go home alone, to you who have a feast awaiting you, to you whose loved ones are separated from you by death or divorce or distance, to you who cry tears of joy and to you who cry tears of grief, to you is born this day a Savior. And this will be a sign for you that you are here, surrounded by grace and love, hearing again or maybe for the first time this story of a child wrapped in bands of cloth lying in a manger. This will be a sign for you that the name of Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, wherever you are, wherever we are. And this again will be a sign for you that this story tonight is for you and for the whole world in those days and in these days. To you is born this day a Savior, who is the Anointed One, the Lord. Amen.